Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Invitation to those of you who live in New Jersey to come see our show tomorrow as we do it live from Montclair State University. And yes, this is still on. Governor Christie did not say, don't go to the Brian Lehrer Show live event at Montclair State on Tuesday. We're hoping that the train will be running again. We're hoping that the roads will be clear enough, but it is on tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. as we broadcast live from the Kasser Theater at Montclair State University. We have former Governor Tom Kaine among our guests. WNYC's Bob Henley, our intrepid New Jersey reporter, will be there. And didn't you always want to meet Bob Henley and lots of other folks? We're collecting on our webpage the best and worst things about your New Jersey town. We want you to post those now, and we'll talk about them at the event tomorrow. But here's something to do if you don't have anything else that you have to do tomorrow morning. The Brian Lehrer Show, live from the Kasser Theater at Montclair State University at 10 a.m. This is still on. And tickets are free. That's free. But reservations are required. So please go to our website, WNYC.org, and click on events for details and free reservations. WNYC.org, click on events. And we hope to see you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Kasser Theater at Montclair State. Now, some of the hardest hit areas by the hurricane slash tropical storm are far from the ocean. The hours of heavy rain have caused floods in northern New Jersey, on up to Vermont, and very badly in Connecticut, even those points of Connecticut, which has a lot of coastline, that are way inland. Here is Metro North spokeswoman Margie Anders on our special coverage yesterday. And, of course, Metro North is part of the MTA, but it's the only part of the MTA that is not running today. And here is about a minute of Metro North spokeswoman Margie Anders explaining why.
We have at least one thing, one problem on each line that would, in fact, cause a shutdown. We have yards, train yards, underwater at Croton Harmon, at New Haven, in Brewster. We have trees down that brought the catenary line down on the New Canaan branch. We have no signal power on the entire New Haven line. We have two electrical substations that are out of underwater and out of service on the Harlem line. We have two mudslides, one at Glenwood, one at Spite and Dival, both on the Hudson line. We have five communication pole lines down in the area of Valhalla, which is also underwater, as you mentioned. On the west of Hudson, the Pascack Valley, we have a big washout. On the Port Jervis, we have a washout. On the Pascack Valley, there's a lot of trees down. Even the Waterbury branch, the town of Derby and Ansonia have closed their floodgates to prevent the Naugatuck River from inundating downtown, and those gates go right across our Waterbury track. So essentially every single line is affected.
Wow. So in case you missed that in our special coverage yesterday, that's how bad things got at all those various points along different Metro North lines, according to Margie Anders, spokeswoman who joined us yesterday. Half of Connecticut is without power, according to Governor Malloy. Especially hard hit were the towns across five counties in the Catskills in upstate New York. I'm joined now by Lissa Harris, the editor of WatershedPost.com, an online news outlet serving the Catskills that posted video footage of a river flowing down Main Street in Margaretville. Also joined by Terry Doyle from community radio station WIOX, serving the Catskill community of Roxbury. Welcome to WNYC, Lissa and Terry. Hello from the city.
Hi, Brian. How's it going?
Good. Terry first. What's the situation? Describe Roxbury for people who don't know it, and what are conditions there like right now?
Well, if I may so say so, first I would like to tip the hat to Lissa and Julie at the Watershed Post for doing an amazing job throughout the weekend and the overnight. We lost power here in the hamlet of Roxbury, so we could not continue forward at like 4:45 yesterday afternoon, and just need to tip the hat to them immediately First off, what I can say in Roxbury is that the hamlet has power back on, but NYSEG still says in the vicinity of 100,000 folks are still out in the upstate region. And there's stones, debris that were just washed right down the mountains that are on the roads, and that are some of the debris is about 6 feet high. But overall, people are starting to get back to some of their houses and starting to see what they can do. But we do stress up in this region that all unnecessary travel, you know, if you don't need to be here, don't need to be on the road, don't be up here.
So still, don't be up here, don't be on the road if you don't need to be.
I think also you cannot get up here. Parts of the parts of the 87 and 84 are still impassable at this time.
Lissa, the person who forwarded one of your articles in the Watershed Post to me, the subject line was Catskills on their knees. Do you think that's warranted? How bad is the region-wide damage?
It is bad. It is bad up here. oddly enough, where we are in Andes in Delaware County, the sun is shining and Main Street is fine. And yet, I think Terry mentioned Margaretville, which is not too far down the road on 28. They had massive flooding there yesterday in Margaretville, Arkville, and Fleischmann's, which are all kind of around the same area in Delaware County on Route 28. They were evacuating people with boats. The governor was actually in Margaretville yesterday taking pictures on his cell phone of people wading through waist-deep water, which you shouldn't do, by the way, and just general devastation of the downtown. We have an amazing picture of the Village Pub in Margaretville with water almost up to the roofline. It's just incredible.
Is it from the accumulated water of all the storms that we've had this year, followed by the heavy rains from the hurricane?
Sorry, you just cut out there for a minute. It's funny with these things. You know when a big storm comes in that there's going to be flooding, but you don't know exactly where it's going to hit.
And are the would you say more from the floods or more from the winds?
The floods. The floods. There has been terrible flooding, also in Greene County, in the Windham area, Prattsville, Tannersville. We are still trying to get information out of some of these places. Also, Phoenicia in the town of Shandaken is basically has been cut off from the rest of the world for a while.
Yeah, I think the bridge on 28 at Mount Tremper, I've been told by emergency officials that that is out. So
yes.
Pretty much you cannot get from, if you were trying to get up here to check on places, again, I wouldn't recommend it. It's just that travel is hard enough and things can need to be put back together so that you can get to point A to point B.
Also, Brian, let me just give you a sense of what some people are facing up here. We have not very much cell phone coverage in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a situation where people are living on tiny little roads, some of them behind private bridges that have washed away, that have no power, no cell phone, no internet access, no landline access. You know, this is not everybody, but there are people up here in this situation, and we are really still trying to get a handle on how much damage there has been, how many people are still kind of stranded and cut off from the world. So, you know, I'm really glad things are so crashingly dull down there that you're worrying about MTA refunds, but
I know. Well, that's, you know, part of the amazing thing, right? The journalists in the media center of the universe, that is Manhattan, were like, la-di-da, la-di-da, as they were walking from their apartments or their evacuation hotels to work, and then realizing that in the rest of the area, really the whole rest of the area, New Jersey, Long Island, the northern suburbs, Connecticut, the Catskills, things were just so horrible.
Oh, yeah. I would just like to point out, too, that we are sort of an occupied country up here that supplies your water. This is the area, this is why we're called the Watershed Post. This is the area where all of New York City's west of Hudson reservoirs are located.
Right.
And New York City is the biggest landowner around here. So our lives are intimately bound up with you guys down there. And,
on our comments page, Jack from Woodland Valley asks, I left Woodland Valley Friday morning for Brooklyn, but can't get any information about back up there. He said, there's flooding on 28 and Phoenicia, but what about Woodland Valley? Terry, any idea?
That I'm not sure. Down into Woodland Valley, I've not seen any updates of nor heard exact reports. Some of the stuff I have comes from Lissa and Julia, some connections. Some of it comes from the information I've been able to put together from talking to emergency folks this morning.
And Lissa, your website uses citizen journalists, right? And this is the kind of granular question you've been trying to answer.
We have a live blog running at the top of our website currently at www.watershedpost.com, and it is full of, there are literally thousands of people watching this live blog right now, jumping in, asking questions, giving each other updates about what's happening in their areas. Again, there are some areas that we're not getting much information out of, but we are doing the best we can. By the way, my partner here and I are both former quote-unquote real reporters who decided to branch out into online journalism and entrepreneurial journalism in order to do something different up here.
Online reporters are real journalists in my book. Even citizen journalists are real reporters in my book, as long as they do an honest job. Terry, before you go...
I don't think we've touched on is the Schoharie Valley, which is
that's further north, right?
It's a tad bit. It's the northern part of the New York City watershed, which is the Gilboa Reservoir, with some issues there. I mean, there was some concerns, and I thank Lissa for telling people to stop saying things about it if you don't know, if you're not confirmed about it, which is good, because, you know, you don't want to scare people to say, like, something's happening when, in fact, yes, more water was released there historically than in 1996.
There were unconfirmed reports yesterday, Brian, that the Gilboa Dam had failed. Those are not true.
Yeah, they did.
We were getting a lot of those kind of reports yesterday. The Gilboa Dam did not fail. But people were very, very worried about this. Just imagine the scale of a reservoir big enough to hold a good chunk of New York City's drinking water being unleashed on a whole bunch of towns in the valley below it. And it's just apocalyptic. So it's a good thing that the dam did not fail.
Well, the governor was there yesterday because he was checking things for the small earthquakes that have been occurring, and he was checking on the area, how everything is being there with the Blenheim Gilboa power plant. He was checking all that out, mm-hmm. and that just probably exacerbated the situation.
And we do have a link on our webpage to many photos, unbelievable photos of the Catskills that you guys have helped collect. I know the governor, as you said, was taking photos of the area himself yesterday. Those are public, so you can go see some Catskill photos at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Tell me one other thing, Terry, before you go, real quick. You know, some people think of the Catskills as the former Borscht Belt, with a lot of the big hotels where, you know, mostly Jewish families went. That's long been in serious decline. But is there a lot of tourism of a new variety up there? Are there hundreds or thousands of people stuck in 21st century hotels?
Well, no. I mean, it's a lot of the older hotels. I mean, I came here as a reporter in the early 1990s, and pretty much everything has changed from that look. I'd say the look seems to be a lot more second homeowners from various locations mm-hmm. down in the city, northern Jersey, maybe over Connecticut, and things like that. Or people that, that grew up here when they were younger are moving back.
Terry Doyle from community radio station WIOX, serving Catskills out of Roxbury. Lissa Harris, editor of WatershedPost.com. Online news outlet doing a great job of collating citizen journalism after the storm. Thank you both very, very much for coming on. Good luck to everybody in all your communities.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.